Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Imagine standing in a vast field of radio antennas, each one tuned to a different frequency. Amidst the constant hum of signals, how do you find the one true broadcast? This array of frequencies mirrors our spiritual journey as we seek to discern God's voice amidst the clamor of our own thoughts and the whispers of the enemy. My friends, today we will explore a vital topic of hearing God's voice and distinguishing it from our own thoughts or the deceptions of the adversary. We will look at practical ways to tune our spiritual ears to the frequency of heaven, ensuring we walk in step with God's perfect will. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Let's begin with a powerful truth from God's Word. In John 3, verse 16, we read, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This verse reminds us of God's immense love and his desire to communicate with us. Just as a loving parent eagerly speaks to their child, our Heavenly Father longs to guide us through His voice. Consider for a moment the fascinating world of perfumery. A master perfumer can distinguish hundreds of individual scents within a complex fragrance, identifying each note and its origin. This ability is not innate, but developed through years of training, practice, and refining their sense of smell. Similarly, hearing God's voice is a skill that we can cultivate through intentional practice and deepening our relationship with Him. May this message ignite a renewed passion for seeking God's guidance in every aspect of our lives. Now, let us explore the concept of tuning your spiritual antenna. My dear friends, let's begin our journey by understanding how to prepare our hearts and minds to receive God's voice. Just as we need to tune a radio to the right frequency to hear a clear broadcast, we must align our spirits with God's wavelength. This process begins with cultivating a heart of humility and openness to God's guidance. In Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6, we find this wisdom: trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. These verses remind us that true discernment starts with surrendering our own understanding and trusting God completely. When we approach God with humility, we create space for his voice to be heard above our own thoughts and desires. Another crucial aspect of tuning our spiritual antenna is developing a consistent prayer life. Prayer is not just about speaking to God, but also about listening. Many of us struggle with the idea of sitting in silence, waiting for God to speak. However, it's in these moments of quiet contemplation that we often hear God's whispers most clearly. 1 Kings 19 verse 12 tells us about Elijah's encounter with God. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. This passage teaches us that God often speaks, not in dramatic ways, but in gentle, subtle impressions upon our hearts. To hear these whispers, we need to create moments of stillness in our busy lives. Try setting aside time each day for silent prayer and meditation on God's Word. As you do this consistently, you'll find your spiritual senses becoming more attuned to God's voice. Remember, hearing God's voice is not about straining to hear an audible sound. It's about recognizing his promptings in your spirit, which often feels like your own thoughts, but align with God's character and word. Another key to tuning your spiritual antenna is...
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Immersing yourself in Scripture. The Bible is God's primary way of communicating with us. And the more familiar we become with His written word, the easier it becomes to recognize His voice in our daily lives. Hebrews 4, verse 12, tells us, "For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." As we study the Bible, we learn God's character, His promises, and His will for our lives. This knowledge becomes a filter through which we can discern whether a thought or prompting is from God. If an idea contradicts Scripture, we can be certain it's not from God. Developing spiritual discernment also involves cultivating a lifestyle of obedience. As we consistently choose to follow God's guidance in small matters, we become more sensitive to His leading in larger decisions. Jesus said in John 14, verse 21, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." This verse suggests that obedience opens the door to deeper intimacy with God, allowing us to experience His presence and guidance more fully. My friends, tuning your spiritual antenna is a lifelong process. It requires patience, persistence, and a willingness to learn from both successes and mistakes. Don't be discouraged if you don't always get it right. Even the most mature believers sometimes struggle to discern God's voice clearly. The key is to keep seeking, keep listening, and keep trusting in God's faithfulness to guide you. As you practice these principles, cultivating humility, developing a consistent prayer life, immersing yourself in Scripture, and walking in obedience, you'll find your ability to hear God's voice growing stronger day by day. Remember, God is not playing hide and seek with us. He desires to communicate with us even more than we desire to hear from Him. Trust in His promise, found in Jeremiah 29, verse 13. "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." I encourage you to reflect on your current spiritual practices. Are there areas where you can create more space for listening to God? How can you deepen your engagement with Scripture? What steps can you take to cultivate greater obedience in your daily life? Take a moment to prayerfully consider these questions and ask God to help you tune your spiritual antenna more effectively. Let us now look at how to distinguish God's voice. My friends, now that we've learned how to tune our spiritual antennas, let's explore how to distinguish God's voice from our own thoughts or the enemy's deceptions. This skill is crucial for every believer, as it directly impacts our decision-making and spiritual growth. First, it's important to understand that God's voice, our own thoughts, and the enemy's suggestions often sound similar in our minds. There's no distinct tone or volume that sets them apart. Instead, we must learn to discern based on the content and fruit of these thoughts. In John 10, verse 27, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. This verse reminds us that as God's children, we have an innate ability to recognize His voice. However, this ability needs to be developed through practice and discernment. One key characteristic of God's voice is that it always aligns with His written word. God will never contradict Himself or His revealed truth in Scripture. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 to 17 tells us, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." When you receive a prompting or thought, always compare it to Scripture. If it contradicts God's word, you can be certain it's not from Him. Another hallmark of God's voice is that it brings peace, even when challenging us. Philippians 4 verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." While God's voice may convict us of sin or call us to difficult tasks, it always comes with an underlying sense of peace and assurance. In contrast, thoughts from the enemy often bring anxiety, fear, or confusion. God's voice also consistently aligns with His character of love, grace, and holiness. 1 John 4, verse 8 reminds us, "He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." If a thought promotes hatred, unforgiveness, or any form of sin, it's not from God. Our own thoughts and desires can sometimes masquerade as God's voice. That's why it's crucial to examine our motivations honestly. Are we seeking God's will or trying to justify our own desires? Jeremiah 17, verse 9 warns us, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" This verse underscores the importance of not trusting our emotions or desires blindly. Instead, we must submit our thoughts to God and seek confirmation through prayer, Scripture, and wise counsel. Speaking of wise counsel, seeking advice from mature believers can be invaluable in discerning God's voice. Proverbs 11, verse 14 tells us, "Where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety." When you believe God is speaking to you, especially about major decisions, it's wise to seek confirmation from trusted spiritual mentors. Another important aspect of distinguishing God's voice is recognizing its fruit. In Galatians 5, verses 22 to 23, we read about the fruit of the Spirit, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. If following a prompting leads to these qualities in your life, it's likely from God. Conversely, if it leads to strife, division, or any form of ungodliness, it's not God's voice. It's also crucial to understand that God's voice often calls us to growth and challenges us to step out of our comfort zones. Isaiah 55, verse 9 reminds us, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Don't dismiss a prompting simply because it seems difficult or unconventional. God often calls us to tasks that stretch our faith and depend on His strength. However, while God may call us to challenging tasks, He never contradicts His own commands or principles in Scripture. For instance, God will never tell you to lie, cheat, or harm others, as these actions contradict His nature and command. Another key to distinguishing God's voice is patience. God is not in a hurry and rarely pressures us to make snap decisions without time for prayer and confirmation. James 1 verse 5 encourages us. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Take time to seek God's wisdom and allow Him to confirm His guidance through various means. Also, remember that discerning God's voice is a learning process. You may make mistakes along the way, and that's okay. God is patient with us as we grow in this area. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 21 advises, test all things, hold fast what is good. As you practice discernment, you'll become more confident in recognizing God's voice. My dear friends, I encourage you to reflect on times when you've heard God's voice clearly. What characteristics did those experiences share? How can you apply these principles of discernment in your current situations? Remember, God desires to communicate with you, even more than you desire to hear from Him. Trust in His guidance and keep cultivating your ability to discern His voice. My dear friends, now that we've learned how to tune our spiritual antennas and distinguish God's voice, let's explore how to respond when we hear Him speak. Hearing God's voice is a precious gift, but it comes with the responsibility to act on His guidance. James 1. Verse 22 exhorts us, but be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. This verse reminds us that merely hearing God's voice isn't enough. We must respond with obedience. The first step in responding to God's voice is to cultivate a heart of willingness. Before God even speaks, we should position our hearts to say yes to whatever He asks. Isaiah responded to God's call in Isaiah 6 verse 8, saying, here am I, send me. This attitude of readiness opens the door for God to use us in powerful ways. When you believe you've heard God's voice, the next step is to seek confirmation. This doesn't mean doubting God, but rather ensuring you've understood correctly. Gideon sought confirmation from God in Judges 6, and God graciously provided it. You can seek confirmation through continued prayer, searching Scripture, and seeking wise counsel from mature believers. Once you've received confirmation, it's time to step out in faith and obey. This often requires courage, as God's directions may challenge our comfort zones. Remember Joshua, who was instructed to lead the Israelites into the Promised Land. In Joshua 1 verse 9, God encouraged him, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." God's commands always come with His empowerment to fulfill them. As you obey God's voice, be prepared for opposition. The enemy often tries to discourage us when we step out in faith. Nehemiah faced significant opposition when rebuilding Jerusalem's walls, but he persevered. Nehemiah 6 verse 9 records his response. For they all were trying to make us afraid, saying, their hands will be weakened in the work, and it will not be done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. Like Nehemiah, we must stay focused on God's guidance and draw strength from Him. Sometimes obeying God's voice requires patience and perseverance. God's timing often differs from ours, and we may need to wait for His perfect timing. Consider Paul, who received a vision to preach in Macedonia, but faced imprisonment first. Acts 16, verses 24 to 25 tell us, "Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Even in difficult circumstances, Paul and Silas remained faithful, leading to a powerful testimony. As you walk in obedience to God's voice, remember to stay humble. It's easy to become prideful when we feel we're hearing from God. 1 Peter 5 verse 5 reminds us, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Always give glory to God for His guidance and any resulting fruit. It's also important to remain accountable as you follow God's voice. Share what you believe God is saying with trusted spiritual mentors. Proverbs 15 verse 22 tells us, without counsel, plans go awry. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. This accountability helps guard against deception and provides support as you obey. Remember, obeying God's voice is a lifestyle. It requires consistent surrender and trust in God's goodness. Romans 12, verse 1 encourages us, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." This daily surrender allows God to continually guide and use us for His purposes. As you respond to God's voice, be prepared for Him to stretch your faith. God often calls us to tasks that seem beyond our abilities. But remember Moses, who felt inadequate to lead Israel. God assured him in Exodus 4, verse 12, "Now, therefore, go, and I will be with your mouth, and teach you what you shall say." God equips those He calls. Lastly, as you obey God's voice, expect to see His power at work. Obedience often opens the door for miracles. Think of Peter, who obeyed Jesus' command to cast his net on the other side of the boat, resulting in a miraculous catch of fish. John 21 verse 6 records, "And he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish." Your obedience may lead to unexpected blessings and opportunities to witness God's power. My friends, reflect on how you've responded to God's voice in the past. Have you been quick to obey or hesitant? What steps can you take to cultivate a more responsive heart to God's guidance? Remember, each act of obedience strengthens your relationship with God and your ability to hear His voice more clearly. May we all grow in our willingness to not only hear, but also heed God's voice in our lives. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, I stand in awe of your majesty and power. Your wisdom surpasses all understanding, and your love knows no bounds. I marvel at the ways you speak to us, guiding us with your perfect will. Your voice, Lord, makes a difference. I thank you, Father, for the gift of being able to communicate with you. Thank you for desiring a relationship with me, despite my flaws and shortcomings. I'm grateful for your patience as I learn to discern your voice amidst the noise of this world. Lord, I confess that I have not always listened attentively to your guidance. I ask for your forgiveness, Lord. Forgive me for the times I've relied on my own understanding instead of seeking your will. I also forgive those who have wronged me, led me astray, or discouraged me from following your voice. Holy Spirit, sharpen my spiritual senses to recognize your promptings. Open my ears to hear your voice clearly and unmistakably. Give me the courage to step out in faith when you call me to action. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke any spirit of confusion or deception. I bind every force that seeks to drown out your voice in my life. Lord, I declare that I am attuned to your frequency. I am your sheep, and I hear your voice because I belong to you. Father, guide me in every decision, big and small. Let your voice be the compass that directs my path. When I'm uncertain, speak to me through your word and confirm it in my spirit. Give me the strength to obey promptly when I hear your instructions. Lord, I pray for protection against the enemy's attempts to mislead me. Shield my mind from thoughts that do not align with your truth. Fortify my heart against deception and false teachings. Merciful Father, I ask for healing in areas where past failures to hear you have left scars. Restore my confidence in recognizing your voice. Bless me with discernment to distinguish between your voice, my own thoughts, and the enemy's lies. Pour out your wisdom upon me, that I may walk in your perfect will. I pray for these same blessings upon my loved ones. Let them develop keen spiritual hearing to recognize your voice. Protect them from deception and guide them in your truth. Give them the courage to obey your promptings without hesitation. Lord, as I say this prayer together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, praying for each other's spiritual growth and discernment. Unite us in our pursuit of your voice and will. We declare victory over confusion and indecision in our lives. We claim the promise of your guidance and direction. Fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit, empowering us to hear and obey. We thank you for your faithfulness in speaking to us. Protect us from the enemy's attempts to distort your messages. Help us create moments of stillness to hear you more clearly. Let our obedience to your voice bring glory to your name. For yours is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this prayer, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our channel, Daily Jesus Devotional, for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all your support. You're blessed to be a blessing. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory, and so that other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world can join us and start praying for you right now. Stand in faith with us while we pray. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.